We are learning Maseches Ma'ariv Katan, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we're beginning the top line. Rav Yehuda Shara LeMishkal Tufrei LeChamra DeRechaya. Even a donkey who you're not riding, they're using it to grind the wheat, you're still allowed to cut the nails of this donkey because it makes it easier for the donkey to pull the grinder and do the grinding, and therefore it's called Tzarech Ma'ariv and it's Mutter. And to stand up the mill, the grinding mill, to build it, to build the frame, to hold the mill. All these things are mutter because the tzarech machshir echanafesh, the tzarech echanafesh, therefore it's mutter. And you're allowed to build a stable for the animals. And the reason why you're allowed to do this is because since the behemoths would get damaged, they don't have a place to be. Therefore, it's considered a dava oved, and therefore, you're allowed to build a stable on Chol HaMoed for the animals. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Rava, Sharo Sruke Susya. You're allowed to comb the sus, because it's part of Tzarcha Rechiva. You want to ride it, so you have to sometimes comb out all the hair. It shouldn't have anything stuck in it. And that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. Now, what's the shayla about doing this? So Rashi's mashma, the problem is because you might give it a chabura, a wound, because you're using a metal brush, and that would be the shayla if it's a problem. But Tosis doesn't like this. This is a problem. He says, we paskin that both kirud or kirtzuf, which means if it's a wooden brush or a metal brush, we paskin that fear of Shem Dov Hashem is gavin is mutter. So what do you have to tell me that's mutter Chol HaMoed? So some answer that you get, not gar is rava, you gar is rav, and rav usually holds Dov Hashem is gavin is also, and that's the chiddush that's still mutter Chol HaMoed, l'sruge susa, because it's tzarech amoyed. L'mivne ark pita, it's also mutter to build this trough, this place where you put the food for the animal, in front of the animal. You're allowed to build this box to put the food in front of the animal. And you're allowed to build a bench to sit on in order to feed the animals. You're allowed to build a bench. All of the things are ma'isa hedyet, and with tzarech ma'ayid, it's mutter to do. Zokta Gemara Vayta, Rava sharol mishkol damo lebehema. Rava allowed to do bloodletting on a behema v'chayel demayada. V'chayel ma'ayid. And Taisa speaks out that the chiddush is that even a refuah of a behema with melacha is mutter. Because that's pashid, refuah is no melacha, it's only also for a person, even on Yom Tov or Shabbos alone. That means on Shabbos, a person is to take refuah, a certain heterim, but that's the iser refuah on Shabbos or Yom Tov for a person. Why? Because it comes to shchikas samanim. But a behema, it's mutter to give the medicine because there's no chshash of shchikas hamanim. Because only by a person, you're worried about he'll be bohol. He's so worried about getting the person better, making him better. He's gonna grind samanim. But a behema, there's no iser to give them refuah. But here we're talking about iser refuah of malacha. Bloodletting is a chabura. It's iser malacha. It's work. It's something you do not do on yantim. So still on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter to do refuah for the behema. It's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. That's the chiddush. Amar Abaye, Tanya Rabbi Lacha of Brice. That's right. Too, but kizin down with behema. You're allowed to do the bloodletting on the behema, and you don't hold back any refuah from a behema on Chol HaMoed, even if it's malacha, even if it includes malacha. Another member from Rava. We have a bunch of members from Rava. I think around 8 different heterim of Chol HaMoed. Rava shara lekaskuse kirme. You're allowed to. So it's a different pshatim. One of the pshatim in Rashi is that you're allowed to wash kli pishton on Chol HaMoed, or it means you're allowed to iron clothing on Chol HaMoed. My time, I said, it's only my said, and if it's laundry, you have to know why it's mutter, and you have to look at the Gemara later on, Daf Yud Zayin or Daf Yud Ches, that talks about why kli pishton maybe is more cool than when it comes to laundry, but you usually cannot do laundry on Chol HaMoed. But here, the special head for kli pishton, or it means ironing. My time, I said, it was my said, Om Rav Yitzhak Ami, or Chista, Keturi Biri is Aser. My time, I said, Umanu. What's Keturi Biri? So it means to make like fancy pleats on a sleeve, certain pleats, and that's already a Maisa Uman, and that's also to do on Chol HaMoed, even though it's Tzarech Moed, but since it's a Maisa Uman, you're not allowed to do this. Omar Rava, Man the Maskil Ara. If someone is cleaning up the yard, and he's smoothing it out. So there'd be two reasons why you're doing it. Either you're doing it because you want to get ready for planting, or you want to thresh over there the food, existing wheat or whatever you have, and that could be tzarech yontif. That's something you could do on yontif. So man de maskul ara sadak de beidari shari. If you're doing it in order to smooth it out, so you could you could thresh your tvua there, then it's mutter to do. But adaita ara also, if you're doing it in order to fix the ground so it should be able to be planted there, that's also because you're not allowed to plant on Chol HaMoed. So how do you know what's his kavana? Seichi dami, malya mulya b'mulya. If when you smoothing it out, you're taking these piles of dirt and putting it beside another pile of dirt. So obviously, you don't care about flattening out the whole ground. You only care about that place where I want to do the threshing. Or nuts of a nuts, or you put the ditch next to another ditch. So there, Adaita Beidari, you're doing it in order to thresh there. Because all you care about is having an open space to do your work. But you don't really care about flattening the whole ground. But Shokol Mulya B'Shal D'Vanatz, if you take a pile of earth and you put it into a hole in the ground, a ditch in the ground, so what you're trying to do is flatten out. Daita Ara, you're trying to flatten it out. And like Tosfos speaks out, you see from this Gemara, you need a flatter place to do Harisha than to do Dosh. And Tosfos has a good question that also comes from our Gemara. Another similar Gemara, Amarava. Haiman Zachi Zichya. Someone who's picking up the branches from the ground. He's clearing up the ground from these small little twigs. So Adaita the TV, sorry, if you need this for firewood, for fuel in your house, which you're allowed to have on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, then it's shari, it's mutter. Adaita the Ara, if you're doing it to clear the ground or to get it ready for plowing season, then it's also. Hey Chidami, how can you tell what's his kavana? So Shaka Ravavi, it seems from these Gemaras that even if it's kavana something else, it also has to look that way. If it looks like I'm doing it for plowing, then it looks like I'm being chayrish on Yontif, and that's what makes it aser. So the Gemara is saying it's more than just that my kavana; it also has to be nicker that that's what I'm doing. It has to be recognizable that I'm doing something mutter. So hechidami, how can you tell if he's picking up the twigs in order to use it for fuel, or he's doing it to clear the ground? How do you know which one? Hechidami, shakar ravi shavazutri. If you take only the big twigs and leave the small ones, adai the tzivi. We know you're using for fuel because you don't use little twigs for fuel; you only use the bigger ones. Shaka Ravi is it Vizutri, if you take both of them, Adaita Ara, there must be you're doing it to clear the ground, that's awesome. Bama Rava, Haiman the Pasach Maya La Are. Someone, he opens up the dam in order to bring water into his property. So it depends. Adaita the Kavri, if he's doing it to get fish for Yontif, then Shari. Adaita Ara, if he's doing it to water his land, then it's awesome. How do you know? Hechidami, heck you tell. So Pasach Trey Bavi. If you open two openings, one at the beginning of the field and the other one at the end of the field, and the water goes through the field, so then you see, you don't want the water to settle; you want the water to just go through and leave. But the fish will settle in your ditches, and therefore you'll get fish. So we know you're doing your das to get fish, to catch fish for yonder. Pasachad bavam. If you only open one opening and the other end you stop it, so you want all the water to settle in your land. You're doing it for the ara, and that's also to do. And so we're in the mefarshim, in Mishabru already, that when you do it for the fish, even though like on lemaisa your land is getting watered and it is a game for you, but since you're not mechavim for that, your kavana is for the fish, then it's fine. Amar Rava, Haiman the pasach dikla. If someone is cutting down branches off his palm tree, adaita chiyus, if you're doing it for your animals, sorry, it's muta. Adaita dikla, if you're doing it like to prune your palm tree, then it's asa. Hechidami, heck you tell what his kavana is. Hechidami, shakal kule mechad gisa, if he takes everything from one side, you know, sai, Rashi explains, means sai, the dry branches, sai, the fresher branches. Adaita chiyus, you're doing it for your animal. But mahaigis, if you cherry pick around and only take the dry branches, then we know you're doing a pruning job. A daita dikla v'asa. Then it's a daita for the palm tree, and it's also to do. V'amar Rava, hani tamri tochlini. These dates that haven't been fully grown yet, and they're not good. So megzirinu shari to cut them is mutter. Maitzinu to take out all the juice out of it to crush them. That's also. So to crush it to get the juice out. That's also. And the Rashi explains, Rashi was by Megzirin. I mean, Rashi is to cut it into two and to eat it. That's Sarachyon, that's Mutter. But to take out all the juice, and that's what you're doing. You're trying to make raisins. And you're trying to make it like into raisins. And the reason why you take out the juice, because if it has juice, then it gets wormy. So you dry it out. But it's made for after Chol HaMoed. And that's why it's on Aser, because you're now in Misakim V'yomtiv, Michael Dechol. The only problem with this is that if it's Migzirin, it just means he cut this date in half. So what's the chiddush? Why can't you cut a date in half? Like, what's the chiddush you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov? So Rashi Kisvei Yad, this is a lashon of that you're cutting it off the tree. You're cutting off the tree. That's the issa. And that kamashlon, that's mutta, because I want to eat it. But others say, Pshat and Rashi over here, it says cut in half. Maybe it's a tircha. Maybe having me as a tircha, you can't do it. Kamashlon, that if you're doing it to cut it in half to eat it, you're allowed to do it. But to crush it, to get out the juice, to dry it out for raisins, that's also why, because it takes a while for that process, and you're not doing it until for after Yom Tov. You're not allowed to go on Chol HaMoed and make raisins for after Yom Tov. Rav Papa, I know you can't do that. You could already start the raisin process. Why? Because if you leave them around now fresh, they get all wormy, and they get ruined. So it's a dava of it. Rav Papa, I'm keeping the misli, kamachia of a dami v'shari. It's like the halacha of parkamachia, which is business that gets ruined. The halacha is that it's mutter. See here also, these raisins will get ruined, and therefore it's mutter to do. And now the Gemara, following Gemara, will talk about business on Yechal HaMoed. Amar Rava, parkamachia calls you also. Any type of business on Yechal HaMoed is also. Even though there's not really a malacha involved. You're just buying and selling. Which malacha is that? There's no malacha to that. Still, the halacha is that it's also. For example, doing stocks, selling stocks, or buying stocks, not such a big malacha. But still, it's also. Why is it also? So it's machlokes. Some say it's because of tircha, some kind of tircha involved. And others say because you might do a bad deal and you'd be upset and it's ruin your simchas Yom Tov. That's the two pshatim why parkamachia is aser on Chol HaMoed. Amar Rav Yosef Avin, with dava avid mutter. But if it's dava avid, that's mutter. Now, what exactly is dava avid? Tosfos comes here and explains. Dava avid means, if you look at the bottom of Tosfos, it says, Pirish, b'dava shem lo yim karen atav, if you don't sell it now, shem lo yim karen yofa pamacharis v'yafsin ra karen. You're going to actually lose the karen. Let's say you have here like you bought a bunch of masks, let's say, and you paid $100 for those masks. And if you sell it today on Chol HaMoed, you can sell it for $200, you can sell it for more than $100. But if you sell it after Yom Tov, it's going to be $60. So you're going to lose $40 in it. That's called Dava Avid. Yafsim and I Karen. But Taisa says, Avam lo yafsim and I Karen. You're not going to lose the principle. Lo yarviach kach, you're not going to make as much money. That's not called Dava, ain't that chash Dava Avid. For example, if you're going to sell a mask, if you sell it today, you can sell it on Chol HaMoed for $200. After Yom Tov, it's only $150. You're still going to make $50. It's not going to lose from the Karen, but you're going to lose $50 of profit. That's not called Dava Avid. That's what Taisa says. And that's what we pass on Shulchan Aruch, and that's not called Dava Avid. There is Mashmoyes from Rashi over here, on the bottom of the Amid, that if you're going to lose profit, that also was called Dava Avid. But Mais and Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that. So there's one exception. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you're going to be able to make more profit, you'll spend more money for Yom Tov, then it's mutter to do because it's part of Simchas Yom Tov. So you have to look at Shulchan Aruch to see that halacha. Ravina, the Gemara says, brings down a maisa with Ravina Havlehu Iska. Ravina had the schayra, he had business, he had stuff to sell. Davim is davim, Meshita Alfi. It could be sold on Chol HaMoed for one buyer for $6,000. Now, he could have sold it, like the Nemukesu says, because the case over here was, he would have waited for after Yom Tov, he would have to sell a piecemeal, and it would have been actually a loss. He would have had a loss from selling it afterwards, because it's hard to sell it that way, and he probably would have even lost some of the Karen. But Lefnim Meshur said, then he saw he's not going to sell on Chol HaMoed. So Damas Damas Yita Afim, so Shiel is wounded versus Chol HaMoed, he might say he waited to sell till after Chol HaMoed, Vezavne Vetresa Afi. And v'schus that, it would sold for $12,000, even more. He had a nace. Lefnim Meshurah didn't. This does not always happens, by the way. Don't think it always happens. But Lamaisi did the right thing, and nothing bad came. Now nothing bad. Something good came out of it. He had $12,000 for it. Another Maisi. Ravina v'masik zuzi b'nei Akra de Shanvasa. The people of Akra Shanvasa owed him money. And they were pushing off the payment. And Lamaisi, they agreed to pay on Chol HaMoed. Also committed to Rav Ashi. I go down to pick up my money. Since right now they're available and they want to give the money, but maybe a different day they're not going to be available. Parkamachi over dummy. Bishari, here you might lose the karen, you might lose your money. They owe you money, so there it's like a dava of it. That means if you have, let's say, a tenant who maybe is sometimes a non-Jewish tenant, that a lot of times it's hard to get rent from them, and you want to pick up the rent, the Chol HaMoed, it's allowed. Well, the reason is because they might not have the rent afterwards. You never know. They might use it on something. They might use it for beer. They might use up the money, and therefore, you're allowed to pick up the rent on Yom Tov when it's a shaila of Dava of it. We learned a similar halacha regarding the halachas of Avodah Zarah. The halacha of Avodah Zarah is they not let go to the the marketplace of a guy on their holiday and buy things, and they put it into their government books that you bought this, and it gives them a lot of cover. You're not allowed to do that. But there's exception. If you're not going to be able to get this stuff at any other time, that's called Dava Avad, and that's allowed. You're allowed to go to the marketplace of a guy, even on their yom of the holiday. You could buy animals, servants, maidservants, batim, salas, v'kramim, you could put it into their books. Replace you kamatzim yadim, because like you're saving it from them. And we're saying just like dava avod is mutter when it comes to chol hamoed, the same thing. With goyim, they were makel b'makom that's pakamatzim ha'avod. It's a dava avod. You're allowed to go and buy these items.